In fact, Danny Williams is online. He's got pumpkin pie tomorrow in the country championship final. Morning to you, Danny.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good, mate. I don't know whether you've heard much of the show. I know you've got busy at track work, but we're on a heavy nine, but we do have sunshine in Sydney this morning, Danny.
Yeah, look, it's really disappointing that we've got a heavy track, but it is what it is, and sun's out, and we're all smiling, so that's great.
Yeah, at least it's positive today that we've got sunshine. You're really confident about pumpkin pie, aren't you? It's only the wet track that's sort of holding you back a little bit.
Andrew, she's had a faultless preparation. She's grown from strength to strength, and, you know, she's taken a few runs to really work it out, what it's all about. And I thought a run in the far lap was really good. Just couldn't get a foot in the ground on the slow six. And I thought a run was really, really good, considering she was only beaten about four lengths, and felt that on top of the ground, she would have been right in the finish.
Yeah, just from this draw, it's going to be interesting by the time we get to race four. It might be just the barrier won't be too bad.
Oh, I'm not too worried about the draw. You know, she's not going to be bottled up on the fence. The pattern of racing at Randwick has been that, you know, the fence has been the place. I don't know about a really heavy track, but if the track dries out, look, she's drawn close enough to get a good run. Wherever she is, she's going to be out of trouble. And I don't see the draw being too bad of a hurdle for her. It gives her a good option to either be away from the fence or cross and get close to the fence. So we've got two options there.
You've got a couple of options. I guess looking at her recent form, and Jay Ford knows her extremely well, that you can position her wherever she's comfortable. Can I ask you, Danny, how do you see the country championship final, as in your filly three, taking older horses? I know it's all weights and things like that, but how do you see her taking on experienced types?
Look, earlier in the year, it might have been a problem, but we're coming into April now, and, you know, this time of the year, I don't think the age bracket means a great deal.
Yep.
She's had a few runs now. She's seasoned. She's very hard fit. We've put her in the deep end a couple of times to toughen her up, and we've set ourselves a couple of projects that we've really come through very happily. We put her into black type races to try and harden her up, strengthen her up, put her in a better company so that we can bring the best out in the filly. And, you know, coming back to older horses, they're mainly horses that have been racing in the country, the majority of them. So, you know, that's really toughened her up for an assignment like Saturday.
Yeah, well, mate, we wish you. And I know, and it's the same with many of you. I mean, I was talking to Andrew Dale this morning with Lotario, who's come up from Albury, arrived safely this morning. Lotario is a horse that does like it wet, so you never know what unfolds tomorrow. But I think from everyone that I've spoken to in the lead-up to tomorrow, Danny, and you can talk on their behalf, I reckon, that it's just a privilege to be in a country championship final, a race worth $400,000 tomorrow.
Oh, Andrew, look, you know, I've had horses on the borderline of getting, you know, heading towards the Melbourne Cup. I've had a Queensland Derby winner. I've had them in the Doncaster, and I've had horses in the Queen Elizabeth, and nothing more excites me about going to Randwick tomorrow for the country series. I think it's just an absolute privilege to be there, and we're very excited. It's brought a big group of people from all over, not only New South Wales, but Queensland, coming down to support the mayor tomorrow, and myself and June Baker, who owns the horse. And look, this means a great deal. It's, you know, as I said, I've had some runners and some very good races. I've won on Melbourne Cup Day at Flemington a couple of times. And, you know, nothing means more to me than being there tomorrow.
Good luck, mate. Hope she runs right up to her very best and gets through the track conditions.
Thank you, Andrew.